The new Congress has lots of new committee and subcommittee chairs. That's especially true of the House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform. Its Subcommittee on Government Operations has a new chairman with new priorities. I spoke with North Carolina Representative Mark Meadows. He told me what the subcommittee wants to achieve this session and where it plans to start.
We are actually in the process of getting formulated in terms of organized. The chairman's working very hard on that. I've met with our new staff as we're looking at that. In terms of agenda, I think really the first immediate thing is to make sure that we reach out to some of our counterparts in D.C. I know I've got our scheduler working on trying to set up some meetings with really the key stakeholders and players, whether it be federal employees, the IRS, some of the things that come under my jurisdiction. It's more of a fact-gathering mode right now, and so that we can look at reforms and make sure that we understand the issues on both sides.
Do you feel that the IRS issue that came up in the last session, which really goes back to 2011, 12, 13 era, has been satisfactorily finished or disposed of?
Well, I think there is some legislation. You know, our committee, our subcommittee, has the prime and legislative responsibility for the Oversight and Government Reform Committee. So I think there's some legislation that could come from that. You know, I've talked to Commissioner Koskinen and about record keeping, some of the records retention that needs to be done, and some of the accountability, quite frankly, that can be done with that, we need to address. One of the tougher spots is that we've got a lot of great federal employees, and it's time that we restore the confidence in them to the American people, and that's addressing the few problems that we have, but we have to address them. If we just glaze over it, then we don't restore that confidence.
And what are some of those problems, do you feel, that should be unglazed?
Well, really when it comes down is perhaps reinforcing some of the rules and regulations that just make for a healthy workplace. One of the things that has been reported over and over again is just been with some of our federal employees and a very small minority of them, but getting, you know, being engaged in stuff like watching pornography at work and not showing up for work but still getting paid. So not only is that important to address for the American people, but it's also important to address for those colleagues that work beside those people, because we all see it every day. We know the good workers, the okay workers, and the ones that we wish would go be employed somewhere else. And so I think it's addressing that and making sure that the federal workplace is not only efficient, but it is also one that is responsible and holds people accountable.
Now, the last Congress passed the VA reform, which addressed the issue of senior executives at VA only, which don't perform well. Do you see that as maybe the nucleus of something that could be made government-wide?
Well, I think we have to look at the senior executive service in terms of the standards that are set there and making sure that those individuals are held to the same standard as everyone else. Because when we look at bonuses, we look at a number of things, you know, it's not necessarily fair and equitable across the board. And so I think that's what our federal workforce looks for. I think that's what the American people look for. And quite frankly, it's as a previous businessman, that's what I wanted. I wanted to make sure that my employees were treated fairly and that they knew what we expected. And when they perform that way, they should be compensated properly. And when they didn't, there should be the accountability that goes in place there.
I mean, do you feel there's a fundamental problem with the senior executive service? And if so, how necessary is it?
Well, I think that there, I think it's too early to tell if there's a fundamental problem with it. I do think that there are some inconsistencies. And I think that's why, as you mentioned, we've dealt with it on the VA side of it. But I think there's some inconsistencies from agency to agency. I also think that there's some inconsistencies in terms of what people expect as they work for the federal government, how are decisions made? If they're not performance, the non-performance, what are the solutions to that? I don't know that there's a whole lot that comes down in terms of terminations that happen. It's almost like, well, we just moved this performer to a different place if they're a poor performer instead of addressing the issue. But it's too early to tell whether there's fundamentals, and I don't want to make a judgment call there. And that's why it's important, as I say, over these first few weeks to get people come in and understand the issue from different perspectives.
And not to go too much further with the SES alone, but fundamentally, do you think the SES is needed for proper operation of the government?
Well, I think senior executives certainly at some level are needed, without a doubt. The other part of that is when you see that is, we think of presidential appointees being at the cabinet level. Well, it obviously you have to have some continuity as you have different administrations come and go. There has to be some of that. So I can see some value in that. The problem that a lot of times we get into is we get very top-heavy in terms of our organizational charts, whether it is at the federal government side or in the private sector. Both hold true. But we've got to find a way to make sure that those that need to get the job done get properly compensated, and that goes from entry-level positions all the way up.
We're speaking with Representative Mark Meadows from North Carolina's 11th District. He's also chairman of the Subcommittee on Government Operations. And so moving down level from the SES to the rest of the federal bureaucracy, what's your early take on pay benefits? I know that Chairman Chaffetz has mentioned maybe revisiting the issue of how much federal employees contribute to pensions, that kind of thing.
I the chairman has set some very decisive goals there and wanting to look at that. So that's one of those areas that we plan to support the chairman in terms of pension contributions. But it does go beyond there. And I think that all of us, in a sense of fairness, want to make sure that whatever the job is that they get compensated properly, that they have a good retirement. This shouldn't have to be benevolent kind of work. It's an important job that many of our federal workforce are engaged in. And yet that same, as I mentioned earlier, that same consistency of making sure that not only are we accountable, but the other part of that it is fair. The greatest demotivator is for someone to come to work and being paid poorly and doing two times the work of someone else that, comes in, gets a cup of coffee, goes to lunch, and is not as productive. And so I think when you look at it in its totality, and that's one of the goals that we have is really to look at the federal workforces and see how we can make sure that it's fair and accountable at the same time.
And let's move on to the OMB and White House operations, because I think that comes under the purview of your subcommittee. Anything that you're contemplating there?
We're really more on the OMB side of it. What we are looking at is trying to find and perhaps establishing an annual report that works with the GAO in terms of duplicative services. It gets down to, we have a limited and finite amount of resources, even though some would say, well, you can get as much as you want. But it's a finite amount of resources when you're asking the American taxpayer to fund operations. And so it is troubling when you start to look at the duplicative services that are throughout all the agencies, where you have one agency doing almost the same exact thing. And I'll give you an example. One of our federal judges came to me and said, we've got our own architects, but those architects actually have to work with the administration architects, and then it has to be approved by a third architect. So you're essentially doing all the evaluations three times over. Those kind of things, if we were to free that up and let the jurisdiction go to one person from a budgeting standpoint and a management standpoint, it needs to be highlighted, and then we can make the best decisions on where to concentrate that decision-making power.
All right. And what else is on your mind for coming up next in this session related to anything that's in the purview of government operations?
You know, we have a vast jurisdiction, you know, whether it's the IRS all the way to the, as you have mentioned, our civil servants and federal workforces. But additionally, one that continues to be there that we have to deal with is going to be postal reform. That is a tough thing to address and make everybody happy. And so as we work through that, again, hearing from all sides, it's going to be the toughest thing that we have to deal with in terms of making sure that our postal service maintains a viable option to serve the American people. And so that will also be on our agenda. Additionally, in D.C., you know, I would like to see what we can do with scholarship and opportunity grants for some of our D.C. residents as we start to deal with that as well.